The U.S. military soon will use bases in Eastern Europe to train and stage forces for quick reaction to potential trouble spots in the Middle East and elsewhere. It's part of the biggest realignment of armed forces since the end of the Cold War. A senior commander of American forces in Europe says the U.S. is working to use bases in Bulgaria and Romania as U.S. strategic interests move eastward. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Next May, the NATO alliance will include 7 new countries, most former Soviet bloc and Warsaw Pact states, including Bulgaria and Romania. But even before that official NATO expansion, the U.S. is positioning itself to continue taking advantage of bases in Eastern Europe, bases that proved invaluable to special operations forces during the recent wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Not only could we push resources over land, we could also use air bases. There was also access to the sea, and all of that came together.
Lieutenant General John Sylvester is chief of staff for U.S. European Command. He says especially after Turkey denied U.S. forces use of its bases during the Iraq War, the Eastern European bases and airstrips became key to U.S. military success. The process is now moving fast, Sylvester says, to allow the U.S. to use those bases on a semi-permanent basis.
Well, it makes sense that you might establish a joint forward operating base in such an area. And oh, by the way, we may very well be able to station forces there on an expeditionary kind of a basis, use those facilities, train there, etc., not only in Romania, but also in Bulgaria.
The use of bases in Romania and Bulgaria, the part of Europe that's closest to Central Asia and the Middle East, would likely mark the first in a series of major U.S. moves to establish more agile, rapid reaction forces on smaller bases closer to hotspots. It makes sense, General Sylvester says, as the fight against terrorism's global reach replaces the old Cold War battle against communism.
When the counterterrorism fight was taken to Afghanistan, obviously, the Taliban and others were dislocated from that particular region. Well, those folks aren't stupid. They're looking for other places to operate, and we are looking as well for where those places might be, how we might be able to ensure they can't get there, or if they do get there, that their stay is shortened.
The Pentagon is planning to move 18,000 troops from the demilitarized zone separating South and North Korea, placing them further south on the peninsula. It's also pulling almost all its forces from Saudi Arabia as it tries to tackle new security threats while at the same time reducing its global footprint. The U.S. reduced troop levels in Western Europe at the end of the Cold War, and these latest moves will likely mean the reduction of even more troops there, especially some of the 80,000 U.S. military personnel stationed in Germany. Tom Donnelly is a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute.
I would say it's overdue. I mean, Western Germany is about as likely to be invaded as Vermont is, and we don't have a lot of troops in Vermont at this point.
Pentagon officials and Lieutenant General Sylvester say it's far too early to talk numbers, and they deny that any drawdown of forces in Germany is imminent. While the moves may make sound military sense, they are also connected, if not directly linked, to lingering political tensions over German and French opposition to the war in Iraq. Regardless of where the U.S. puts its bases, America will remain the largest, most important partner in NATO. But some analysts believe significant movement of U.S. bases or troops eastward could hurt America's standing within the alliance. Analyst Esther Brimmer says many will conclude that the U.S. decision to move bases and business contracts constitutes rewards for countries that support the U.S.
Does it see, as the Secretary of Defense has suggested, new allies, what he has of course called New Europe, as being in some way more loyal because they agreed with the United States over the Iraq issue?
The war on terrorism, Brimmer adds, requires the alliance to address new strategic challenges. The Deputy Director of Transatlantic Relations at the School of Advanced International Studies argues that the U.S. has a unique responsibility to use its sole superpower status wisely. The U.S. did that after World War II, she says, helping rebuild Japan and Western Germany. But Brimmer believes the growing influence of the Pentagon on foreign policy is moving America away from the principles of balancing might and diplomacy in the war on terrorism.
The administration's emphasizing the military response to that, and therefore every military issue looks like it becomes a strategic political one. However, I would argue there's also an important political diplomatic side to that rethink of the role of the alliance, and there needs to be a lot more conversation on that side to balance the louder voice of the military at this point.
It's a loud voice that's likely to grow louder still as the U.S. mulls drawing down its big bases and replacing them with a series of smaller forward operating bases around the globe. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.